Johnny Vedmore recently published an article exposing the hidden history of the mysterious World Economic Forum, who is currently waging war against the world with their Great Reset. Founder and director Klaus Schwab's three mentors were the most influential people in America's thermonuclear deterrence program, as well as leading proponents of a one-world government. Henry Kissinger recruited Klaus Schwab at the Harvard International Seminar, which was funded by the CIA. During this time, Kissinger was focused on global governance and depopulation. But it was with the Council on Foreign Relations that Kissinger became a major player by wargaming psychological operations involving America's growing thermonuclear weapons arsenal and writing the book on nuclear weapons and foreign policy. John K. Galbraith was a highly influential economist who helped Klaus Schwab create the World Economic Forum. Galbraith was an economist at Harvard who traveled to Germany in 1938 to study land policies under Hitler's National Socialist government. From there, he went to work on an advisory committee for FDR's New Deal. After World War II ended, his work shifted into nuclear weapons. Galbraith was tasked with evaluating the overall economic effects of the wartime bombing. He interrogated Nazi war criminal Albert Speer and was sent to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to evaluate the damage caused by the nuclear weapons attack. By 1968, Galbraith had joined Kissinger in his pursuit of a one-world government. And it was during this time that Kissinger introduced Galbraith to Klaus Schwab, along with Herman Kahn, who in 1967 suggested subverting democracy by training a select group of global leaders, which later became the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders. Both Kissinger and Galbraith were heavily involved in the religion of thermonuclear deterrent warfare. But Herman Kahn was, as the New Yorker puts it, the heavyweight of the Megadeth intellectuals, and is commonly referred to as the real Dr. Strangelove. Kahn wrote the official military policy on nuclear deterrence and believed that if everyone had nuclear weapons, the world would know peace. By the late 60s, Kahn was pushing for a European Union and joined Galbraith in 1970 on a European speaking tour to support Klaus Schwab's recruitment drive for the first European Management Symposium, now known as the World Economic Forum. And while they were doing that, Klaus Schwab helped merge his father's nuclear weapons company into a company that he then directed to illegally build nuclear weapons for the South African government. In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, which planted the seeds of the depopulation agenda. And while Kahn, Kissinger, and Galbraith helped Schwab get started, what really brought him the international support he was hoping for was when he introduced the ideas of depopulation. In 1972, the Club of Rome's founder was invited by Schwab to make the keynote speech in 1973. As controversial as it was, even Herman Kahn opposed it, the World Economic Forum suddenly caught the attention and financial support of powerful elitists everywhere and blew up to what it has become today. The article suggests that Schwab's supervillain persona is a deliberate marketing tactic to gain the attention from those who seek power and wealth to join Klaus Schwab as stakeholders in society. The author believes that the World Economic Forum is reaching its maximum level of expansion before its inevitable collapse, because eventually people will fight back. But they already know that, and all they really seem to care about is world government, depopulation, and thermonuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Boom! What a way to start off the InfoWars money bomb, folks. This is the first in, oh God, how many hours? 30-something hours? The money bomb has begun. SaveInfoWars.com.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, this is it. The alarms are sounding. The InfoWars money bomb has begun. For the next 40 hours straight, we'll be broadcasting from the InfoWars studio with just tons of guests in studio. It's a big event. Go to saveinfowars.com and infowars2022.com to donate now in this last-ditch effort to save this media platform from total and utter destruction. I'm Harrison Smith. This is The American Journal. You can find and share these links at InfoWars.com and band.video. Let's get into today, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 21st of April, 2022. Mariupol has been captured. Russian forces have fully captured the key Donbass Black Sea port city of Mariupol, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told Vladimir Putin on Thursday. However, more than 2,000 militants loyal to Kiev still remain entrenched at the Azovstal steel plant in the city, he added. President Vladimir Putin has called Shoigu's plan of storming the area inadvisable and instead ordered him to safety block the area while extending to those inside another offer to lay down their arms. The last holdouts are cut off from their supplies. So this is sort of the first major city captured by Russia. They've freed all the hostages held at Mariupol port, including the crews of sea vessels who've had their communication cut off by hostage takers. More than 1,400 militants have laid down their arms, adding that over 142,000 civilians have also been evacuated from the city after the weeks-long siege. So that's the latest from Russia and Ukraine. And we'll get into what's happening over there a little bit more as Russia's also announced successful testing of their Satan II missile. And Vladimir Putin has some choice words to share about its effectiveness to the leaders of the Western world. Of course, they're not listening. Yellen and Powell walk out of a G20 meeting during Russian minister's speech. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jeremy Powell walked out of a G20 meeting on Wednesday when the Russian finance minister Anton Siluanov started speaking, according to a source familiar with the matter. I thought I'd include this story just because I hate these people. Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, they are directly responsible for the inflation that's occurring in this country. It is their policies on purpose. They said, we're going to start inflation. We're going to ignite the inflationary cycle. And then as it started heating up, they were the ones constantly saying, no, it's no big deal. It's transitory. We're not going to make any changes. We're going to continue this. So the fact that they're walking out of the meeting as soon as Russia starts talking, it's just a nice little reminder that at the end of the day, there really are good sides and bad sides, and the leaders of our country are firmly on the bad side. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So I love Russia now. And we'll talk more about that later as well. Meanwhile, the Florida Senate has passed a bill stripping Disney of their special self-governing power. And this is amazing and fantastic and not getting the support from the neocons. And this sort of has to be, we'll get very into this later. I'll just touch on this now, but expand on it pretty thoroughly a little bit later, because it's kind of can be seen as a divisive and important distinction between whether you get it or you don't. If you think that this was a bad thing, you don't get it. If you think this is a good thing, you get it. Now, I'll elaborate on it later, but it's a bill that dissolves the self-governing status given to Disney over 50 years ago after the company publicly feuded with Republicans over a controversial parental rights bill. The Republican-controlled chamber passed the bill by a margin of 23-16, and that dissolved the special status granted to the company that essentially allows Disney to self-govern on its own large property near Orlando. I guess it shouldn't be surprised that the corporate Republicans are very mad that this corporate town, this company town, this corporate-controlled portion of the United States is now under the jurisdiction of the duly elected representatives rather than the corporate cabal. Again, we'll dig into that very thoroughly. From InfoWars.com, deceptive edits, audio contradicts Piers Morgan, shows he warped Trump interview ending in promo. Now, he had this promo for a interview he did with Trump, and it was falsely edited to make it look like Trump stormed out, to make it look like it was very contentious and explosive. And then the Trump team provided the audio to Breitbart News and showed that the end of the Trump interview was actually very pleasant and congenial. And again, we'll talk about this and the way that the media is still running with the story that never actually existed and was literally just a trailer method of building excitement. They're like, oh, it's so explosive. Oh, look, he walked out. It's just like it's an advertisement. It's like writing a movie review off the trailer of the movie. They're writing articles saying Trump explodes. Trump storms out. It's like, no, that was a trailer. It was deceptively edited. Again, I'll show you the trailer and what actually happened here later in the show. Finally, we have this masked singer judge walks off the stage after Rudy Giuliani is revealed as a contestant. In fact, let's go now to clip number 11 here. Rudy Giuliani sings Bad to the Bone on Masked Singer as host Ken Jeong leaves saying, I'm done. Let's watch.
Before I met you,
I'm done.
I'd break a thousand more. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
That was a little embarrassing. I think it's fun. I think it's goofy and fun. But let's just quickly remind ourselves who we're talking about here. King John is an actor who's famous for like being the ridiculous naked guy in a comedy movie that nobody even remembers anymore. Rudy Giuliani is the former mayor of New York who single-handedly defeated the most powerful criminal syndicate in the history of the world while he was district attorney there, or attorney general. I can't remember exactly what position he held, but he was the front man, the point man, the really power behind the lawsuits that crippled and destroyed the New York mob, which at the time had a revenue greater than U.S. Steel. That's the popular, well-known statement, but just an incredibly powerful network of criminals dismantled by Rudy Giuliani, saving the people of America trillions of dollars and how many lives it's impossible to tell. A real hero, like a living legend in our midst. And then, of course, he was the stalwart mayor of New York during 9/11 and in the years after, a beloved national figure. But unfortunately, he's made the mistake of supporting the sitting president of the United States at the time, was Donald Trump. So now this weird, I don't know, is Ken an immigrant? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, but he is he's a Hollywood actor. He's walked off the stage now as a protest against this living American legend and a champion of law and order and patriotism in this country. It's just pathetic. These people think they have the right to disrespect the people like Rudy Giuliani. It's really absurd. And there should be a lot of vitriol and boycotts and whatever else. Like, you know, it doesn't even matter what you think about Rudy Giuliani himself. It's just the idea that these uppity celebrities think they know anything and then have to inject that into our entertainment. It's just, it's ruining entertainment. It's ruining politics. You need to speak out about it as an American. If you like The Masked Singer, if you think it's fun to unwind with a goofy little show that's not political and not, you know, super dramatic or anything, it's just a fun little talent show with a silly gimmick. And maybe that should be preserved above the political objections of politically illiterate morons who got famous for getting naked on camera. Yeah, what a stupid world we live in. But we're trying to fix it. SaveInfoWars.com. Please donate.
The globalist social engineers always intended to push their COVID biomedical tyranny lockdowns until the populations rebelled. They would then use that as the pretext for permanent martial law and banning and arresting anybody that speaks out against their lies. But because of so many scientists and engineers and researchers and others coming public and whistleblowers, now their whole project is falling apart because the people are aware that it is a world government corporate takeover. And so it's pulling back the curtain now more than ever. The problem is some globalist-controlled areas are not going to give up on their takeover, like Canada, where they've now declared a civil emergency and martial law in Ontario, and other areas of the world are following suit, like Australia. So pray for these folks big time. This is a very serious situation. And stay tuned into InfoWars.com, because truth is absolutely paramount. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is the InfoWars Money Bomb. You're watching American Journal. Go to SaveInfoWars.com and InfoWars2022.com to donate today. This is our bat signal. This is our warning sign. This is our alarm bell ringing, saying we desperately need your help and time is quickly running out. I want to start today with a video by Darren McBreen, which I guess features me. I haven't seen it yet, but he told me I'm in it a lot, I guess, from back when I was sitting in for Owen on the War Room, special report number one. Because I think it really embodies the theory of InfoWars and the mindset of InfoWars and the morality of InfoWars. There's a lot of talk these days about trust in the media, trust in our institutions. And all the institutions and all the media are very concerned that nobody trusts them anymore. And they're desperately searching for ways to fix this. The one they haven't landed on is just stop lying all the time. Stop lying all the time and maybe people will trust you again. Because as we know, I remember my mom telling me this when I was a little kid. Maybe you should have listened to your moms as well, media. It's when they said, you know, trust is like a brick wall. You lay trust brick by brick. Every trustworthy thing you do lays one brick, but one untrustworthy thing you do shatters the whole thing and you have to start over. Doesn't matter how often you're trustworthy or you are honest, that one lie plants that seed of distrust that it's really hard to get out. So we're very careful here on InfoWars to only say things we can back up with documentation. We might speculate here or there, but we let you know that we're doing it. We don't report something as true and then just ignore it when it comes out that it's not true, because we're here to tell you the truth, and that's all we're here for. And if we don't, we know that we don't have some billionaire in the shadows funding us whether we get viewers or not, filling our coffers despite the fact that nobody's watching us. That's not what happens. If we don't have the audience, if our audience doesn't trust us, then they'll stop supporting us and we'll go away. So it's a very pure form of capitalistic endeavor where we have to serve the customer or else we won't survive. And our customer base is only served when they're told the truth. If we tell them something that's not true and they go out and tell their friends and then are made to look like a fool, they're going to be like, well, I'm not listening to InfoWars anymore. So we have to be very careful on this. But the one thing we always say is don't trust anybody. You certainly don't trust mainstream media. You sure as hell shouldn't trust government institutions. But you really shouldn't even trust InfoWars fully. Go double check what we say. And hell, if we're wrong about something, if we don't get something right, let us know. We don't want to be wrong. We want to be right. And that's why we open up the phone lines every day and take your calls. We screen them. We take down your name and what you're calling about, but we don't, you know, hang up on people who are going to tell us that we're wrong. Those are the people we go to first because we need to squash any misinterpretation that may be out there. And that's what trustworthy people do. Trustworthy people aren't going to go, why don't you trust me? You have to trust me. It's like, I get it. You shouldn't trust anybody. You should be skeptical of everything. You should be suspicious of everyone. And to a certain point, right? But then when, you know, somebody like Alex Jones, who's been fighting for this for 30 years, at a certain point, you got to go, yeah, he's the real deal. He's the real deal and he really believes what he says and he's really trying his best. But again, that doesn't mean that, you know, if I say something or Alex says something that you just take it on faith and ignore any evidence to the contrary. You've got to do your own research. And that's what CNN will never tell you. That's what Fox News will never tell you. In fact, they explicitly tell you not to do your own research. Don't look into things for yourself. You have to trust them or else you're a bad person. And it was in response to that type of statement that I guess I had a bit of a ramble on War Room that Darren McBreen edited skillfully, as he always does, into this video. Beware of these four words. Share this video at band.video. Here's Darren McBreen's latest.
That phrase, do your own research, is popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riots.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
And you will respect my authority!
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S. with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. Do your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same. There's a pretty simple calculus you have to do. Beware of these four words. That's the title of the video from Band.Video. Please do share that around. Just how can you trust somebody that tells you don't look into things? It's so, can you imagine being a liberal? Can you imagine being a leftist? Like, I really do. I try to put myself in the mindset of just some person just sitting back watching CNN and they hear like, don't do your own research. They're like, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Doing your own research, looking into things for yourself, asking questions, being skeptical. Who would ever do something like that? I just sit back and I just intake whatever nonsense they give me, and even when it's internally inconsistent, even when its own logic defies itself, I don't question that. I just learn to live with the cognitive dissonance and that discomfort that it makes me feel, that little niggling thing at the back of my mind that says there's something wrong here. That makes me a little anxious and a little aggravated, and I take that out on anybody who tells me that I'm wrong, anybody who points out the obvious fallacy in the things that I believe. It's them. It's them for making me feel bad about believing nonsense. I cannot imagine being one of those people. I don't get it, because I happen to question everything and double check everything and never take anything on its face value. And when you start doing that, it becomes just absurdly obvious that these people are lying through their teeth all the time, 100% of the time, it seems. They mask their lies in a veneer of truth, but what is at the heart of it is a real disdain and hatred for the regular person. They aren't just saying don't do your own research because they're scared of people, you know, figuring out things they don't want. That's part of it. The other part is they actually think you don't have the ability to figure things out for yourself. They actually have such little regard for the American people that they think if we aren't the ones telling them what to do and ordering them around, then they're going to get everything wrong. I have faith in the American people. I think you'd make the right decisions if you had access to the right information. And that's our job here. We'll be right back.
It was almost 15 years ago that I released my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in that documentary, I predicted the globalists would establish world government by releasing a virus, demanding that there be worldwide lockdowns, and then triggering a collapse of our industrial society. And now they've done it. How did I know they would do it? Because they wrote books and white papers, and many of their own reports and internal meetings were leaked. You see, then I was tracking the Bilderberg Group, whose head at the time was Klaus Schwab. And our sources inside were confirming to us that they were indeed planning to launch this great reset. Well, we're now living in it. The purposeful collapse of the third world and the first world. On its ashes, a tyrannical corporate world government. The total censorship, no due process, destruction of the family, and then incrementally more and more deadly injections of poison masquerading as vaccines to poison us and depopulate us. This is what InfoWars is fighting. We're fighting for the future. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering, you talk about spreading the word, you talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, the attack is on. Tyranny is rising to levels never before seen in this country, and it's truly setting a dangerous precedent that we have to combat with everything we've got right now. Recognize the threat that they are posing at this very moment and treat it with all of the severity that it deserves. Just to start, here's a story from Washington Post, and it's just, I literally felt like I was getting dizzy reading this article. Democrats ask officials in Florida, Arizona, Texas, and Ohio about election disinformation. House Democrats are seeking information from officials in key battleground states about their effort to combat, quote, lies and conspiracy theories that could damage the integrity of federal elections as part of a broader investigation into the weaponization of misinformation and disinformation in the electoral process. I don't even know how to, I don't even know how to explain what's going on here. Like, if you don't get it already, if that doesn't just scream out double talk, double speak. Like, I was trying to think of just how you'd write this in a way that would make people sort of understand what exactly is being said here. Like, translated into 1984, translated into USSR, where it's just like, the party is seeking information from officials in uncontrolled states about their effort to combat wrongthink that could damage the integrity of the party as part of a broader investigation into the weaponization of wrongthink in the electoral process. Right? It's the open destruction of free speech. Like, they're doing it right now. They're on the march. In the last 2 days, have been saying that the, you know, real thing to worry about now is the fact that the Democrats know that they're about to be swept out to sea by a red tide. Come the midterm elections, they expect to be completely destroyed. And so in the 6 months until those elections, they're going to go really hard, like as hard as they can on every different front to try to mitigate the disaster that they're approaching and to try to wring whatever tyrannical measures they can out of the control they hold now. House Democrats are seeking information from officials in key battlegrounds. Oh, they're just seeking information. What's so bad about seeking information? Seeking information about the lies and conspiracy theories. See, they get to decide what's true and what's not. They get to decide what's a lie and what's good information. What's a conspiracy theory and what's reality. They're putting this into law now. The weaponization of misinformation and disinformation in the electoral process. The committees are seeking to understand the scope and scale of election misinformation in your state and the impacts that this flood of false information has had on election administration, the risks it poses for upcoming federal elections, and the steps your organization and local election administrators have taken, Oversight Chairwoman Maloney and House Administration Chairwoman Lofgren wrote to state election officials in the letters obtained by the Washington Post. Our investigation also aims to identify steps that the federal, state, and local governments can take to counter misinformation and prevent these lies from being used to undermine the legitimate vote count in future elections. So, I mean, they've already passed measures to centralize the election process in the federal government. They're already unconstitutionally exerting centralized control over the federal election process, which is supposed to be managed by states and localities. But now they are attempting to be the arbiters of truth. What is real and what is not? Does anybody have any doubt how this power will be used? I'm just, you know, it's all just about going to the heart of the thing. It's not that hard to rhetoric, you know, it's like there's a meme going around for a while that was like, how to write your resume, and it would be like, I took out the trash. And it was like, well, instead of that, write, I had an oversight managerial position in the disposal of hazardous material and waste from the blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's just like, you know, what they mean is they took the trash out, right? You put all these other words on it. You can phrase it in a certain way, but you've got to be able to just have the laser vision to go, oh, here's what they're saying. Oh, this is what they're doing. Well, we have to gather information to determine how misinformation and disinformation has been weaponized to affect the policy, the blah, blah. It's like, okay, so you want to make it illegal to question you. You want to make it illegal to question the way that you got into power. You want to make it a crime, and you want to have the state power imprison or punish or silence people who are questioning the way that you gained your power. The way that you got elected, you want to be unquestionable. So you want to be able to manipulate things at will and then send the police after anybody who points it out. It's really not that complicated. They might say they're the manager of waste disposal. They're trash men. They take out the trash, right? Like it's, and even just the use of this language should set off red flags. Anything like this. We are combating misinformation and disinformation. Well, what constitutes misinformation? Anything that questions us. Anything that's bad for us. That's how conspiracies work nowadays. You want to say Democrats are grooming children? You're a conspiracy theorist. But if you're a Democrat and you say that you want everyone, including children, to have access to the information they need to make the right decisions about their sexuality, free of coercion from those in their lives, such as families and parents. It's just like, so you're grooming children, right? But if you say you're grooming, that's a conspiracy theory. If you say exactly the same things, but you're in favor of it, that's good and wonderful. So what do you think is going to happen with the election? It's already happened with the election. It happened in 2020 when we said, hey, here's the way that they manipulated this election. They used drop boxes. They used this funding from Mark Zuckerberg. They used this. They used that. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're an insurrectionist. You're a danger to this country. But then the people that did it come out and say, oh, look, here's what we did. Here's a spread in Time magazine all about how we did this. It's like, oh, it's what? They're fortifying the election. So we're just drowning in a sea of lies. But it's being taken to another level here. You know, secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. See, that word saved is the operative word. That headline right there, that's news. That's history. That's an article. That's the truth. That's information. You change the word saved to stolen, suddenly it's a conspiracy theory. Suddenly it must be silenced. Suddenly you must send the police out to question the people that wrote it. So when they're saying they're going to target you for misinformation and disinformation, all they mean is that you have to go along with what they want. They mean if you talk about what we do in a positive light, you're good. If you talk about what we do in a negative light, you're a conspiracy theorist, a misinformation artist, a disseminator of disinformation, and you will be stopped by the federal government. It is an open power grab. It is the absolute destruction of the First Amendment. And it's just one of a myriad of ways that they're launching at this moment. And something happened in the last few days. A switch has been flipped. The call has gone out. The signal has been disseminated. The various cabals have gathered together and decided that these are the routes they're going to take, and they are on a full-on push to absolutely destroy any semblance of democracy we have in this country, any effective operation of our Republican system and our ability to elect those who we believe represent our interests. It's a full-on attack at this moment, and Republicans have got to get their crap together. All covered on the other side, because this extends to the effort to boot Marjorie Taylor Greene, and now Morgan Ortegas and Robbie Starbuck are experiencing the same thing in Tennessee. They've tried it in a different place with Madison Cawthorn. So this is the attack. It's going full out, and the Republicans are once again completely missing in action, asleep at the wheel, and allowing this to take place. Regardless of the fact that not only destroys the American Republic and our freedom of speech, but it's going to destroy them as well. It's like they have no self-preservation instinct left. Which is bad because they're the ones protecting us, apparently.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited and limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. SaveInfoWars.com. That's where you go to contribute to the InfoWars money bomb.
And on your gun.
Now is the most dangerous time for InfoWars in the history of its existence, and we are sending out the bat signal and calling on InfoWarriors around the country to lend us your help. Go to SaveInfoWars.com to donate now. Of course, you can always go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of the incredible sales that continue, and get yourself some products that will change your life if you take them right, and if you, you know, make the necessary changes in your own life and help that and encourage that with supplementation. It can make a major difference. Of course, just donating money, that's the best way to do it. We'll be broadcasting for 40 hours straight today. We'll be going all through the night tonight and deep into the night on Saturday, ending at 12 a.m. Saturday morning. And I hope that you're with us for all of the incredible guests and everything else that we have coming up. In fact, we'll have attorney Thomas Renz in studio at 10 a.m. today to talk about his amazing fight against the CDC and the federal government and their unconstitutional mandates and everything else. But for now, let's get back into the problem that we're facing, the multiple problems. We've got, of course, the attacks from the Democrats, which wouldn't be that big of a deal if we had even a semblance of a legitimate Republican Party, a real GOP party. If the GOP wasn't just chock full and entirely occupied by corporate neocon forces, it wouldn't be a big issue at all. Democrats would try their thing. We'd combat it. We'd try our thing. They would combat it. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. Instead, you just have one side full on aggressive attack mode 100% of the time. That's the Democrats, and the Republicans are on defense mode about 25% of the time. And the rest of the time, they just have their heads up their butts. It's like they don't do the things they should do. The stuff they do do is completely counterproductive. And I'll show it here. From the Hill, effort to boot Green from ballot could open a new avenue of attack. Just sort of giving up the game there. Is this a principled decision about the protection of our democracy and against infiltration by insurrectionists? No, of course not. It's an avenue of attack for the Democrats. It is a way they have determined they can manipulate the judicial structure in this country to destroy political opponents without having to ask the people what they think. We have a system that's there to determine whether somebody who's elected is doing what they're doing or not. It's whether the people reelect them or not. That's what it's supposed to be. Not anymore. You don't have the right to choose who you want representing you in the federal government. It's up to who the leftists feel like you should be allowed to have. And it's an incredibly dangerous precedent. But again, the most upsetting thing about this is the way the Republicans are reacting to it. And actually not just reacting to it, but contributing to it, believe it or not. A judge's decision to let an effort to block Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for office proceed could open a new avenue of attack against some of the GOP's most controversial lawmakers. Experts say it remains to be seen what the result of this single decision will be, but it's unlikely such an effort will knock Greene or any other candidate off the ballot. It could, however, give Democrats another opportunity to hit the GOP over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and force lawmakers to testify under oath. It's an open power grab. It is an unconstitutional manipulation of the judicial system and an inaccurate application of a law that was meant for Confederate generals. But again, this is the most upsetting thing about it. Maybe I'm just a cynic. I am, but this line. Meanwhile, Republicans are warning the effort could backfire in the future. Oh, well, that should do it then. Well, I mean, they'll definitely think twice about it now. It's going to backfire in the future. God, we didn't think about that. Okay, we're not going to do it anymore. it could backfire in the future. Oh, okay. All right, they'll definitely stop then. Everything the Democrats do backfire on them. They keep doing it. They don't care. It's like, Republicans are warning the effort could backfire in the future. As if the Republicans would ever have the balls to do something like this, right? This is the only argument Republicans ever make, and it makes no sense. It never comes to fruition the way they say it will, right? It's always like, well, if we allow the Democrats to do that, they won't like it if we come back and do it back at them. And it's like, yeah, but you never do. So they're just going to keep doing this type of thing. So the Democrats, and you can find the organization, it's called Free Speech for the People. It's just this like incredibly well-funded cabal of far leftist academics and lawyers getting together to launch an attack against somebody they don't like, a politician that they don't agree with, in an attempt to destroy the ability of the people of Georgia to choose who they want to run for them. It's just an open attack against a politician. Like, it's nothing else. There's no reason to even listen to these people. It's obvious, right? And the Republicans could at the very least come out and say that. They go, this is obviously just an attack on Marjorie Taylor Greene because they don't like her. And the fact that they're using this, you know, legal process to try to do it should be criminal. Like, it should actually be criminal to try to launch an attack like this, since it's so baseless, since it's so evidently and transparently political manipulation, using the courts to try to disqualify a congressional candidate. Anybody involved in this should be rounded up, like plain and simple. Everybody from freespeechforthepeople.org, all of their funders, all of their contributors, just like if you are such a threat to democracy. This is the insurrection, right? This is the takeover of our political system by special interests and their lawyers as they coordinate to use the judicial system to consolidate and firm up their power. this is insurrection if you want to call something insurrection. You know, it's not insurrection. Bunch of good old boys from, you know, Kentucky wandering through the Capitol for a couple minutes. It's just, which is more dangerous? Which is more dangerous to our republic? Is it a couple people wandering through the Capitol and putting a MAGA hat on a statue? Or is it highly coordinated, highly funded networks of far leftists using their power to disqualify a politician they don't like? Which is a bigger threat to democracy, to the ability for people to choose their leadership? Obviously, the latter. The amendment that they're using, the 14th Amendment, says no person can serve in Congress who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same. They're claiming this is a rebellion. They're claiming insurrection against this. And it would open up a great door. This would open up a wonderful door for Republicans to take advantage of, just like so much of everything else the Democrats do. But they'll never do anything about it. And their only defense is just like, well, if you do this, it could come back to bite you in the ass, expecting Democrats not to have like thought about this. They don't care. They really don't care. Yes, they're setting precedents. They're setting precedents that they will take advantage of and that the Republicans will do nothing to stop. And in fact, the Republicans are just doing the exact same thing, but they're doing it even more effectively through their own internal processes. This amendment was ratified after the Civil War to prevent lawmakers who had fought for the Confederacy from coming back to Congress. Just a completely improper use or application of this amendment. Should have been thrown out immediately, but the judge is a far-left Democrat, so of course they're going to do it because these people have no compunction. They have no morality. They do what it takes to get power, and they use whatever rhetoric they need to try to sell it to the people that they're screwing over. But of course, they don't need any help. The GOP does it themselves. Committee voted to disqualify Morgan Ortegas, Robbie Starbuck, and Baxter Lee from the TN5 GOP ballot. Explained here in the Wall Street Journal. Tennessee GOP empire strikes back. The November elections are looking good for Republicans who can pound Democrats on everything from inflation to foreign policy. So naturally, the GOP is engaging in some self-destructive behavior. Witness the spectacle in Tennessee where the state party has booted a congressional candidate endorsed by Donald Trump off the primary ballot. It's just insane. It's just completely insane. It's just, it's the Republicans are, you know, Mark McGuire in his prime, stepping up to the plate, facing a pitcher with a broken wrist who has to throw underhanded, right? Has to toss the ball to him gently, and he's bunting. In fact, he's not even bunting. He's just like turning around and hitting the umpire in the face with the bat. It's just the Republicans have just the perfect storm to massively succeed and take all of what the Democrats have set as precedent and turn it around and destroy them with it. And instead, we're destroying ourselves and then ignoring completely the attacks they're making against Marjorie Taylor.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era,
With all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
So you're a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory, the world's largest menu.
True.
And then you get a call from Alex Jones. You don't know who he is. Like, how'd that happen?
So I was just throwing my resume out everywhere. And like I said, I had the degree at that point. I was doing freelance work. So I knew how to work a camera. I had all of the background and the backbone to get into the media. I just didn't have any of that experience quite yet. So they just needed a production assistant, somebody they could train up on how to switch the show, pull in videos, edit. So I went and I did all of that. And I worked behind the scenes for an entire year. Alex initially wanted me to report, but I was interested in politics, wasn't exactly sure, how I felt about a lot of the things. And this was back in 2017, 2018, when Trump was in office. A lot of people very aggressive towards conservatives politically. So I was kind of sitting back and watching all of this. And then I started doing Man on the Street reports because I genuinely was curious. And that's how I got my start in journalism, was just a genuine curiosity. Why do people hate Donald Trump so much? So yeah. I would go to these anti-Trump rallies and just ask them, hey, why do you hate Donald Trump? One of the first clips that I ever did that went viral, Donald Trump himself retweeted, was these grown adults who took time out of their day, 3 p.m. on a damn Tuesday, couldn't even tell me why they hated Trump. It went super viral because they looked so foolish. And I went out there initially to ask people, hey, tell me why I should hate Donald Trump. I'm a minority. I'm a female. I'm everything that he should hate. Tell me why I should hate him. Nobody ever could.
Interesting. What did you think of Alex Jones?
Loved him to death. I still talk to him to this day. I think that he's great. And I think that many more people should have been vocal when he was initially banned. Because I was actually there.
I was on a fishing trip that day.
And, yeah.
I was in Labrador, and I've regretted it ever since that I didn't come out of the box. I wasn't there. I was off the air. But I completely agree. It was not even about Alex Jones. It's about you can't censor people, period.
Exactly. And Tucker, I remember the exact day when he got censored. I woke up and I looked on my phone and it said, Alex Jones banned from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He was banned everywhere. It was a mass banning, mass censorship effort to silence him. And again, I really didn't have an introduction into politics, but I had learned a lot of things from Alex Jones up front, and everything that he was telling me was not false. The people who condemn him and say that he's a crazy conspiracy theorist do not listen to his show every single day, because I worked for him for 2.5 years. I didn't know the three branches of government when I started. Now I can tell you international policy and what's going on all over the world right now, because I have listened to Alex, and he's talked about, the government corruption historically that we've been through, all of the different operations such as Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, a lot of these things, the Tuskegee experiment, which is why, the black community is so apprehensive for vaccinations in the modern day. He talks about a lot of these things, and our government doesn't like that. Our government doesn't like being exposed. They don't like people who are willing to tell the truth and people who are willing to push back against the narrative. Look at the fact that the DHS just updated their bulletin to say, hey, if you're spreading distrust in the government, that could be considered terrorism. I don't think so, but
I couldn't, of course, agree with you more, but I'm fascinated by the hate for Alex Jones. I'm not a daily Alex Jones viewer. I don't view anything regularly, actually, but,
except for the American
Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny. He's a lot more talented than I am in a lot of ways. That's my takeaway from Alex Jones. But why is he such a threat? Like, why would you hate Alex Jones? I've never understood that.
Because he's telling the truth, Tucker. And again, I know Alex personally, and I've met a lot of people in this industry. And one of my biggest takeaways is that there are a lot of people, especially in conservative media, that are in this for money and fame. They don't actually care about this country, and they don't actually care about America. They're scared about being censored. They're scared about, you know, hurting the wrong people's feelings, not getting the proper endorsement. Alex doesn't care about any of that. Alex cares about the truth. He has since day one. He has made mistakes for sure, but he comes out, he apologizes for it, and he corrects the record, which is something that many people in our media refuse to do. So the people who hate Alex Jones hate him because he is everything that they wish that they could be, somebody who is willing to tell the truth, willing to fight for this country, and actually cares about humanity, not just America, but humanity as a whole.
Yeah, and he owns his own company, and he has no advertisers. So he's kind of immune, really, and the only way to stop him is by destroying him with lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
For giving his opinion, which I guess is now a crime or something in the United States. So they're trying to do it that way. I couldn't agree with you more.
That is former InfoWars reporter Savannah Hernandez on the Tucker Carlson program. You can find that interview at Fox Nation. You can support InfoWars at SaveInfoWars.com.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is the InfoWars Money Bomb of 2022. Our last stand is on. You can go to saveinfowars.com and InfoWars. Is it InfoWars 2022? Yeah, InfoWars2022.com to support us today. We still have a lot to get into, a lot of videos to show you. I'll be opening up the phone calls, the phone lines for your calls this hour. But again, let's talk about what unholy liabilities the GOP represents. They're just utterly incapable of seeing the world as it is and understanding the attack that we're under and the seriousness of the attack and their role as the bulwark against the onslaught of this mind virus. Again, the story from Fox News. Florida Senate passes bill stripping Disney of special governing power. Florida Senate approved a bill Wednesday that dissolved the special self-governing status given to Disney over 50 years ago after the company publicly feuds with Republicans over a controversial parental rights bill. The Republican-controlled chamber passed the bill by a margin of 23-16 that would dissolve special status granted to the company that essentially allows Disney to self-govern on its large property near Orlando. Florida's HB 1557, also known as the – okay, so this is what Disney said about their bill. They said, it should have never been passed and should have never been signed into law, Disney said. Our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature, struck down in courts, and we remain committed to supporting the national and state organizations that are working to achieve that. We are dedicated for standing up for the rights and safety of LGBTQ members of the Disney family, as well as LGBT community in Florida and across the country. Again, the bill had nothing to do with the LGBTQ community, except, of course, if you understand how intricately involved LGBTQ ideology is with pedophilia, because this was an anti-pedophilia law. So there you go. DeSantis said, look, there's policy disputes, and that's fine. But when you're trying to impose a woke ideology on our state, we view that as a significant threat. This wokeness will destroy the country if we let it run unabated, DeSantis said. So in Florida, we take a very big stand against that. Tying this all in together, you need to understand that this, what Disney was involved in, is what the Great Reset is all about. It's called stakeholder capitalism. It was the invention of Klaus Schwab that first brought him to the forefront. It is the mindset that dictates the Great Reset, as well as been carried out by Klaus Schwab underling Mark Benioff, owner of Time Magazine, that we've already referenced once in this episode. And it's that corporations must use their political power and their economic weight to impose on the American people things that they will not do themselves. If the American people want to pass a bill saying don't try to groom my 9-year-old child, but the corporation disagrees with it, these people believe that the corporation has the right to dictate to the people what their policies are, what their politics are. And of course, it doesn't work like, well, Disney has a corporate responsibility to, you know, protect the people in its ranks. Well, the people in Disney's ranks don't agree with the corporation. They don't have a choice, though. They can be fired. They can be punished internally for disagreeing with the company. And it's not a – they didn't put it out to the Disney employees for a vote and then said, this is what we're going to do. No, it's the people at the very top deciding and dictating what everybody else has to believe. It's just top-down control. And that's how it works. And this is a major threat against the very operation of our democracy and of our republic as a whole. And we know and we've seen the evidence of how they're trying to bring this corporate power to bear against the American people. We saw it when Georgia passed a abortion bill and you had a coalition of 100 companies coming together to say we will bankrupt your state if you pass this. Because, again, the question is, where does sovereignty lie? You know, who gets to decide what the laws are? Is it the people who live under the laws, or is it the corporations who have all the power and money? I know where I land on that divide. Apparently everybody else is a little confused. That's what represents the most effective way to have a good government. But it's not speculative. It's not just, Disney doing something symbolic and Florida punishing them in the real world for daring to hold different beliefs. This is an existential threat to our republic. And it's a method that has been used successfully many times in the past. Salesforce, Mark Benioff's company, the company that controls the collection and dissemination and selling of personal information on the internet for just about every major big tech company, represented the largest corporate interests in, I believe, the state of Indiana. And when the state of Indiana and the people voted for their representatives, and then the representatives voted for a bill that would allow you to fire anybody for any reason, Salesforce didn't like that. They threatened to bankrupt the entire state. They didn't get their way. Lo and behold, the law gets vetoed. This is stakeholder capitalism. That's what they mean. What they mean is we get to decide. And Mark Benioff's like, well, it's the responsibility of a corporation not just to give money to its shareholders, but to represent its stakeholders. Just like, again, just have the laser vision. And it's just like, I have the company. I get to decide what the laws are in this state. I'm a corporate master. I am unelected and I will rule forever. And you cannot question me. That's all this is. So that's what Disney was doing. And they have incredible power in Florida. And they run this entire city without the oversight of the people that live in the city. So Ron DeSantis is doing exactly what he should be doing. Major blow against the method and against the strategy that the globalists are using to circumvent and override the will of the people. It's like existential threat. Could not be more clear. Somehow the neocons are confused by this. I'm not surprised. Look at this Larry Flink BlackRock idiot wearing a pink sweater just like Bill Gates. That's the video, right, where they're both wearing these sweaters. We're not threatening. Whoops, wolves in sheep clothing. That's all it is. But here's National Review, conservative outlet, Ron DeSantis' misguided attack on Disney's legal status. They say the governor already won. There's no need for the Republican Party to salt the earth. Salt the earth? What the hell are they talking about? This is about punishing a corporation for trying to exceed their power and override the will of the people. This is like saying that you want the person who tried to murder you imprisoned, and they're like, but you survived. So don't, you're going to go salt the earth on this? It's like, just because the attempt didn't work doesn't mean you don't punish the person for the attempt. This was an attempted murder of the Republican process. And so you punish the people who made the attempt, both to prevent them from ever trying it again and as a symbol to any other corporations that think their view, their perverted and despicable views, should override the will of the people in the states where they reside. It is a slap in the face to Disney, and it should be more than that. If anything, they should just be like, all right, we own Disney now. Like, Florida should just be like, no, you know, you people clearly cannot be trusted with this responsibility. Because that's what it's all about, right? They gave Disney these exceptions. They gave them this incredible special privileges with the understanding that they would use it responsibly and that they wouldn't use the power that they were given to put forward their own political agenda, that they would use it to govern well and to make money for the state and to, you know, provide a nice theme park for people. They turned around and used that power to attack the people that gave them that power. You take that power away, at the very least. I think like so much of what we deal with today, this problem would not be an issue if you just put Mark Benioff in prison. If you just put Bob Chapek or whatever his name is from Disney, just put him in prison. Because they're the ones responsible for this. They shield themselves behind their corporation. The corporation gets punished. They get fined or something. And then all, you know, whatever money gets taken from them just gets distributed out to their products, right? It's just the people who buy their products end up paying a little bit more. They don't suffer at all. But don't you think the CEOs of these companies would really think twice about speaking up politically if they thought they might be spending the next 10 years in a concrete cell? A lot of things could get solved in that way. This is a step in the right direction for Ron DeSantis. It should be going harder, but I'll explain how the GOP is undercutting and completely missing the entire point on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
After being unavailable for more than 2 years, Ultimate Bone Broth is back at InfoWars Life. Ultimate Bone Broth is now Ultimate Bone Broth Plus because we've made it even stronger and reformulated it. And listen, it's not just concentrated chicken broth in there that's so good for your joints and your bones and your whole body. It's got really strong, high-end turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other stuff in it, like real organic cocoa, bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and just on and on and on. Magnesium, potassium's added. This is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Grandma always gave you chicken soup when you were sick, remember? That's a tiny amount of the same stuff that's in there that is now in here in a very large amount. So again, get the power of Grandma's chicken soup with the power of turmeric and everything else with the new and improved bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, if you go and open up the phone lines now, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Go to SaveInfoWars.com to, well, save InfoWars. This is the InfoWars Money Bomb. 40 hours of continuous live programming started today at 8 a.m. We are almost an hour and a half into this 40-hour marathon. We hope you stay with us as things get weird later into the night. But for now, we're going to stick to the news. And, you know, there's so much to talk about. My God, just the collapse across the world. I really do need to get into. But at the same time, you just need to be aware the supply chains are collapsing and the starvation is coming and that this is all a part of a coordinated effort by the globalists to collapse first world nations, starve third world nations and consolidate control in a global system of biotechnocratic surveillance. And they talk about this openly and I have the videos to prove it. But how about stuff that we can actually do stuff about? How about stuff that affects us on the ground? How about focusing on the GOP in their absolute abysmal failure to recognize, let alone combat, the intense and growing pressure that they're under as the globalists consolidate control in this country. So again, National Review, conservative paper, decries Ron DeSantis' misguided, they call, attack on Disney's legal status, saying the governor already won. There's no need for the Republican Party to salt the earth. Oh, this massive leftist organization is just using its economic power to override the will of the people as expressed through their representatives. What's the big deal? Just let them do it. They do it over and over. They've been doing it for the last 20 years. Why should we stop them now? Everything's gotten so much better since they decided to get involved. And again, not a new tactic. This is the stated program of the globalists. Like this, they announced their strategies and somehow Republicans still can't comprehend it. Like, it's very bizarre. It's very strange that the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and Mark Benioff and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, they're all like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to use the infinite money that we get from our fiat system to fund the takeover of massive industries representing billions of dollars of income for states. We're going to take total control of that. And then, regardless of the wishes of the people in the corporation or the people who live in the states, it's our morality that we'll push and we'll use the power that we get by taking these companies over to then force the states to kneel to our demands. They say that. They're open about it. And Republicans are just like, but the government stopping corporations is against freedom. What? No. Freedom is guaranteed by our electoral process, by the people having a say over their leadership and having an input into the laws that are made by voting. That's the freedom that we observe. To have corporations and a select group of billionaires override the will of the people is not freedom. That is the opposite of that. What Republican Governor DeSantis did is preserving the freedom of Floridians against the hostile takeover of corporate powers. If they announce they're doing it, they tell you how they're doing it, they do it, and Republicans still can't figure it out. It's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing that it's been at least 7 years since this tactic was successfully deployed multiple times by Mark Benioff using his company Salesforce. It's on Wikipedia. I don't know, maybe Republicans haven't heard of Wikipedia yet. But here under his social activism tab, in March 2015, Benioff announced Salesforce would cancel all employee programs and travel in the state of Indiana after the passing of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a bill that would allow companies and individuals to choose not to serve LGBT individuals based on religious beliefs. Benioff led an effort of business leaders fighting back against the legislation, leading to a revised version of the bill signed into law. In April 2015, Benioff announced in February 2016, Benioff announced that Salesforce would reduce investments in Georgia and cancel a conference if House Bill 757, a bill that would allow businesses to decline services to same-sex couples, was passed. The governor vetoed the bill. So again, they do this. They're announcing this. Again, Mark Benioff is the second in command under Klaus Schwab. He is Klaus Schwab's understudy. He rose to prominence by saying that he would, you know, contribute and help to move forward the World Economic Forum Davos agenda. As the Federalist pointed out at the time in 2015, Salesforce CEO, I can do business with communist China, but not Indiana. Yeah, flashes of what's happened recently with Disney, you know, thanking the operators of slave camps in China for helping with their Mulan movie. But Florida, that's too much. Telling public educators that they can't talk about sexually explicit material with 8-year-olds, that's unacceptable. Slave camps and torture and religious persecution and, you know, imprisonment without trial, that's all totally fine, according to Disney. Happy to work with China, thanking them in public, putting them in the credits of their movies as wonderful people. Oh, but Florida telling the kindergartner teachers not to put little boys in dresses, that's too far. Oh, we can't have it. Oh, you're destroying freedom if you tell Disney that they can't use their corporate might to impose on the Floridians things they don't agree with. Again, they say this escalation represents an ugly and ill-conceived mistake, a blemish on DeSantis' otherwise mostly excellent gubernatorial record. Governor DeSantis has already fought Disney and he already won. Oh, well, then it's fine. Then just don't punish them. Don't hold them to account. You know, just because somebody comes up and tries to shoot at you, you know, if it hits you on your shoulder and doesn't kill you, what are you going to do? Charge them for attempted murder? No. Why? It didn't work. They failed. They fought. You won. So just drop it already, would you? No, this is exactly what needs to be done. And again, it's just like, I guess Republicans just don't understand. They just don't understand that this is a coordinated attack by leftist forces to use corporate power to destroy the United States. Wake up, please. For the love of God, we need your help. But there's like, but Disney, they tried and failed, so to go after them is not good. No, every one of these companies involved in this should be severely punished. They are not the authority. They are not the sovereignty of this country. They aren't even owned by Americans in the most cases. So, and of course, you know, like the pyramid goes up to BlackRock and Vanguard and a few select elite families that control the banking system. So if you want to know who's really pulling the strings, like, it's them. So, you know, this is a global attack against only and solely the places in America that are still hanging on to decency and morality and freedom. Again, they don't go after China. They don't go after Saudi Arabia. They're happy to comply with those people because it's all about control in the end of the day. And this is the craziest thing that I just don't understand. I mean, Republicans need to be more aggressive on every different front, but it's like I don't know. So this is Brian Riedel says, using the power of the state to punish specific political opponents, people or businesses by name is banana republic stuff, as we saw when Dim Mayors tried to block Chick-fil-A openings. I don't care if this is where politics is headed on both sides. I won't go down with the ship. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Disney, the largest media company in the entire world that owns almost every outlet of entertainment that still exists, flexing its corporate might to override the will of the Floridian people? And they're like, this is just like when Democrats don't let Chick-fil-A's open. Can you imagine being that stupid?
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins, plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Hey, I'm going to go up to your phone calls. Honestly, I just feel like I'm failing to express what's going on here. I just want to keep reiterating what I'm saying, because it's so insane. So Jenna Ellis on Twitter agrees that this is not a good move by Florida to take away the special privileges and rights that that corporation enjoys, the tax exemption, the self-governance that they were granted with the understanding that they would use it responsibly. And then they went ahead and openly launched a campaign against a very reasonable bill in Florida. Like, it's not like they're not even actually punishing Disney. They're just taking away privileges that it has. It just has to operate like a normal business now. Like, it's such a minor thing. But Jen Ellis says, imagine if Newsom was doing this to Chick-fil-A. Like, do you have any idea how wrong this interpretation is? But it just highlights, like, the problem with Republicans and the way that the Democrats operate. So if you remember what happened with Chick-fil-A, what was Chick-fil-A's big sin? Does anybody even know? They're anti-gay, they're anti-LGBT. They gave less than $2 million to organizations like the Salvation Army. In fact, I can read it here from Vox. They gave $1.8 million to three groups. Who are these three groups? They were the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Salvation Army, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. All these are just, you know, normal, very respectable Christian charities, and they all happen to believe Christian doctrine. They say things like same-sex marriage is against Jesus Christ and his values. Salvation Army, which provides food for poor people, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a religious organization that requires its employees to refrain from homosexual acts. So it's not even like they were funding some like electric shock clinic where you go for conversion therapy. They gave money to Salvation Army, less than $2 million, like just tiny, tiny little amount. Meanwhile, you have Disney, this almost trillion dollar multimedia conglomerate, international powerhouse that owns every, you know, intellectual property worth owning, has like the total monopoly over entertainment in this country, using its political power to override the will of the Florida citizens. Like, could these things be further apart? And then what was the reaction? The reaction from Ron DeSantis is, okay, we're taking away the special privileges that gave you all this power that you're now using against us. Remember, the Democrats were not allowing Chick-fil-A to build buildings in their state. Like, it's so uneven. It's so completely in different ballparks that it's embarrassing, Jen Ellis. It's embarrassing that you would make this comparison. So incredibly, incredibly divergent, these two ideas. They did this with Chick-fil-A. Yeah, they stopped, they used the state power to stop Chick-fil-A from even operating in their states at all because they gave to Christian organizations that happened to somewhere deep in their, you know, about me subject say something about like, and we support biblical marriage. And they're just like, you can no longer operate in this state. You will be fined out of existence. You will not get any contracts and government employees will be fired from supporting you. Like, it's just, meanwhile, it's Disney just going full out trying to destroy and override a bill passed using their corporate might. And Ron DeSantis is just taking away special privileges that they have. And somehow this is equivalent in the minds of these people. Could not be farther from the truth, but I want to hear from you. Sean in California, thanks for calling in. What do you think the implications are for Disney losing their rights in Florida?
Harrison, a good morning to you, and the implications are far-reaching. With Disney, it's a big secret that's out in the open here in California that the Anaheim PD is hand in glove with Disneyland as far as it being like a miniature fiefdom. So we can look at that with Disney World there in Florida, and we can ask ourselves, we know Ghislaine Maxwell's in custody, and I don't think she nor Jeffrey Epstein will kill themselves, but wasn't Disney World one of her and Jeffrey's little operational hubs? I'm just, you know, kind of pontificating what type of, you know, moves can now be played investigation-wise.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, people are missing out on that part. Remember, Ghislaine had that submarine license, and Disney World had the little submarine attraction. Plus, she would show up at events there.
Yeah, and I think Disney operated tours to Little St. John Island, didn't they?
Yeah, Little St. James was part of the Disney cruise tours, so that was one of their little featured stops. Imagine that, and then kids go missing. Uh-oh.
Maybe that's why these deep state Republicans are not so happy about Disney no longer being able to police themselves. Maybe some investigations may uncover stuff. That's a very interesting thought, Sean. Thank you so much for that call. I want to go to Max in Kansas, because I haven't heard from him in a while, and I guess he deleted his Twitter because I can't find him on there. Max, where have you been, man?
Harrison, it's great to be speaking with you again. So my old account got nuked on Twitter. And I got a new one. I DM'd you, something I really want you to see, actually. I know you get these kind of calls a lot, but I really want this to be an InfoWars appreciation call, because you guys are seriously, I can't emphasize this enough, the greatest news organization in the whole wide world. I mean, you guys have the best journalists and hosts, a phenomenal production crew. I mean, you guys behind the scenes are great. You help make these wonderful shows possible, so thank you as well. I mean, you guys tell the truth. I mean, there's no agenda behind what you guys talk about. All you do is encourage Americans to think for themselves, to do their own research, make decisions based off what's best for them. But most importantly, just to be good. You know, to be a good person who opposes tyranny and oppression, who's against pedophilia, against the one world government, against multinationals, dictating how we live our lives, and to embrace freedom and peace, traditionalism, peace, or prosperity and strength. But you guys rock. I mean, every single day I do these three things. I pray, I look at my American flag with appreciation and admiration, and I pick up my framed photo on my desk of you and I in Dallas and use that as fuel, as a remembrance of what I fight for, why I do what I do, because meeting you was one of the greatest moments of my life, and I'm going to use that as inspiration until the day I die. I mean, you are the real deal. You, Alex, and Owen are all amazing, fighting this stuff since more than 10 years before I was born. You know, Alex exposing Waco, Ruby Ridge, the OKC bombing, you know, 9/11. But I will forever spread the ideas and information spoken about on this show. I've changed a lot of minds bringing it in for us to see what the media doesn't show them. You know, I'm wearing InfoWars shirts to school, out in public, in the gym. I'm getting ready to hopefully attend some protests here pretty soon and pass out stickers, hand out copies of Endgame and COVID Land. I've got my Instagram with over 1,500 followers where I repost articles and all this other stuff. I'm doing the best I can because people my age, they need to step up and be a generation of leaders, of inspiring tyranny-opposing patriots who are willing to face the greatest, most evil pedophilic cabal in the world, like I am. Like, I've had some friends and family say, you know, well, look what happened to some of the people who opposed it. Look what happened to them and where they are now, like JFK or RFK. And I don't say it to them because I don't want to upset them, but I think, you know, I would take getting brutally shot in the head while fighting this demonic cabal over kneeling for them any day. If my life's at risk, if my future's at risk, or what could happen to me for simply opposing them and actively trying to destroy them, if that's what would happen to me, I say bring it on. I will not be intimidated by them. I will not step down. I will not be bullied, because I will always unapologetically put the people of this country first. But
wow.
I mean, that's really it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I got to go. Love you.
All right. Love you too, Max. It was so great to hear from you. Honestly, I had to go to school. I was worried. I hadn't heard from Max in a while. And, yeah, I was trying to find his account on Twitter, and it wasn't there anymore. So I'm glad Max is still around. Powerful, powerful stuff, man. I'm really always humbled by Max. Oh, boy. That's just incredible, man. Thank you. God, I'm speechless. We're going to go to more calls on the other side. We're going to start with Simon in Florida. He wants to talk about Republicans thinking that they're going to win and so not going to do anything to change it. Incredible stuff, folks. It is all about you at the end of the day. And we are just trying to be, as best we can, a vessel for truth and reality, and hopefully expressing what normal people out there think when they see the insane lies of the mainstream media. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side. SaveInfoWars.com. It's the Money Bomb. It's on.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, go directly out to your phone calls now. Go to SaveInfoWars.com to help us get through this most dangerous time in our history as a country and, of course, as a media outlet. Everything we do here is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And by SaveInfoWars.com. We need you now more than ever. Go to InfoWars Store, pick yourself something, pick out something nice for yourself, or go to SaveInfoWars.com or InfoWars2022.com to keep this operation moving into the future. With that, we go out to the phone calls. We've got Simon in Florida. Simon, you always have great insight into these things going on. What is your view on the state of the Republic at this moment?
Well, obviously, we're in a precarious situation, but that's been the case for many, many years. My purpose of the call was a general warning about complacency. I think a lot of people are assuming that there's going to be a landslide, technological shenanigans aside, for the Republicans come the midterms in November. But I think it's worth looking back just in the last decade and remembering that the greatest conservative victory that has occurred probably in the last 20 years was actually the defeat of the House Majority Leader from Virginia, Eric Cantor, in June of 2014. Mm. And it's especially relevant when considering that overturning of the greatest political leadership figure to actually lose in primary election, which is within living memory of all of us. It's only 2014.
Right.
But at the time, he was being introduced as one of the Young Turks, along with Paul Ryan, who was the disastrous House Speaker. And who was the third person that he was introduced with? It was Mr. McCarthy, who's the current House Minority Leader and considers himself to be a shoo-in for the next Speaker.
Mm.
So we've got a continuum there of Cantor, Ryan, and McCarthy to come. We had the interregnum of Boehner, who also was an absolute disaster as the Republican House Speaker. And then if we look at what House majorities, even when we had a majority in both houses, of both parts rather, of Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, and a Republican president, which we had for a period during the Bush presidency and also a period during the Trump presidency, nothing of value to conservatives was actually achieved.
Right. So what do we do about that, Simon? I know you're exactly right, and it's you know what I'm pointing out is that, you know, Republicans just can't seem to get anything done. They just can't do it. So like, what do we do?
Two things. So I think that it's very important for people to look at the primaries, and already you're seeing that, as Mr. Roger Stone has suggested, Trump is making some ill-advised, at best, endorsements, and yet the more conservative opponents are still continuing to run in the primaries without his endorsement. Those candidates are worthy of close analysis. And then we've also got to think about, you know, in safe seats, the primaries really, really count. And in safe seats where there's an established candidate and we are assuming that they're going to be re-elected, what are they doing with their contributions if they feel they have more than they need? You've got that example that's come out just this week of Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate Majority Leader,
yep,
and widely disliked by conservatives, and yet he's transferring $7 million from his political action committee to support Senator Lisa Murkowski, who, along with Romney and Collins of Maine, is one of the three greatest rhinos.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I can't think of a single.
Why isn't McConnell supporting the conservative Trump endorsed candidate there?
You're right.
So people have got to communicate with their political representatives and say, we support you, but we need you, via your funding organizations, to also support fellow conservatives, not necessarily support establishment candidates who aren't acting in our best interest. And so you've got to think one or two steps ahead. It's not just the one person in the general. It's first of all, am I getting the best person at the primary?
Right.
And either if there's not going to be a primary, or if there's an assumed winner because they're in a very, very safe seat, what is that person doing with their surplus contribution?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. And yeah, I meant to cover that yesterday when it came out, or maybe the day before, but I never got around to it. But yeah, it's just another, you know, point of evidence towards exactly what you're saying, this McConnell funding Lisa Murkowski. I mean, you can't think of a single thing Murkowski's done that hasn't been to stab Republicans in the back, yet Mitch McConnell is setting her up with millions of dollars over the more conservative, or just let's just say conservative, people running against her. I think you're exactly right, Simon. Astute as always. Thanks so much for the call. I do want to go to Allison in North Texas. She also has a comment about who the Republicans really are. Thanks for calling in. Allison, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Love your show. Listen, 5 days a week. Sometimes I rerun it on the weekend.
Thank you.
I do want to talk about who the Republicans really are, because it seems like a dangerous precedent for us to use all these adjectives. I wrote down some that you said in the last hour. You said incompetent, can't figure it out, bizarre, insane, gutless. They're none of those things. What they are is global. Mm. And we have to get that through our head that these people do not represent conservatives. And it's proven, you know, you can see it. Usually, I've been watching this for a long time, longer than you've been alive. And I'm telling you, what they do is they give us one male senator, one female senator, one governor, male governor, one female governor. They give us those people to make us feel like somebody's speaking for us, but they are just reading their scripts.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's just, it's the whole, you know, one bird, two wings.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true, Harrison. It's such a frustrating situation because I know, you know, I'm older. I'm a boomer. And I want the younger people to understand this thing is like Simon said, I loved what he had to say. You have to follow this thing out logically and see where the end is. Yeah. And the end is these people are not for us. They're globalists. They're all globalists. You don't get to the position of senator or House of Representatives or in the Congress if you aren't compromised. And I'm sorry, that's the way it is. I've seen it too many times. Like, you know, everybody in Texas was all about Ted Cruz. But, you know, lately he's been showing his true colors. And the day of the fake insurrection, I was watching on two or three different live streams and stuff. And Ted Cruz was the last one up at the podium on the floor before, you know, they called the alarm bells and everybody ran away. And the last thing he said was, we don't want to overturn the election.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know what else to say. We have to get out of the mindset that these people represent us.
Yeah.
If we don't, we're going to continue to think that we're being represented. We're not. As the conservative human beings in this country, we have no representation. And that's just the truth of it.
I mean, heck, you can just go back to 2012 and see the way they treated Ron Paul. That should have been the alarm bells going off right then and going, okay, we got to get a handle on this GOP power structure because they do not represent the will of the people and they're actively working to undermine it behind the scenes. I think you're exactly right. I share your sentiments exactly, Allison.
We forget that every never Trumper was a Republican.
Yep.
Not Democrats. Democrats didn't call themselves never Trumpers. These are people that call themselves conservatives. It's all a script. I'm telling you, they just get their script and they read it. And we can see that, like Simon said, when the Republicans have the power, they run away and pee their pants.
Yeah, I know. It's
good. Because they don't want that script. They, you know, the whole lead from behind thing. They want the script of, oh, we're all for you, but they can't do anything. They only want that when they have no power, when they don't have the vote. That's the only time they speak out for us.
I know. It's unbelievably upsetting. And I guess the only way to combat this is to elect good people and try to let everybody out there know, because they may be listening to mainstream media. They got no idea that these moves are being made behind the scenes to stop people like Robbie Starbuck from appearing on the ballot or to stop people like Marjorie Taylor Greene from appearing on the ballot. They especially don't know about their own GOP, you know, Murkowski being supported by McConnell. If Republicans knew that was happening, they wouldn't vote for the same people again. At the same time, we're between a rock and a hard place, because if they can take over the primaries and give us a neocon rhino candidate, people go, well, I'd rather vote for them than the open socialist on the other ticket. But at the end of the day, it is up to us. We do elect these people, and it's up to us to find out who we need to be electing and punish the people at the ballot box who don't follow.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks, we have special dry bags, we've got them for cell phones, we've got them for laptops, we've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Some seniors spend their twilight years in their own home. Many move into a nursing home.
Don't ever put your loved one in here, ever.
And a select few continue to pull the levers of power, debasing the most powerful country in the world in order to protect and add to their ill-gotten gains. The youngest member of Democratic leadership is 71-year-old Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The longest-serving senator, 88-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein, is worth well over $1 billion. That includes $96 million of her own fortune, combined with her late husband's assets, acquired from a senator's base salary of approximately $174,000.
The members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to this second one. This is a free market, and people, we have a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
Like her crony, Pelosi, Feinstein has opened the door to contracts for her husband's company through the years related to one federal crisis after another.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's office now confirming to NBC News that she has been contacted by the FBI, confirming that Feinstein answered questions from the FBI about stock trades that her husband made, and also that the senator provided documents to the FBI.
First, Politico revealed that a Feinstein staffer was a Chinese spy. Then, in Matiran Ross, more. Citing an unnamed source, the column revealed the Chinese spy was Feinstein's driver for 20 years, who also served as a gopher in her Bay Area office and was a liaison to the Asian American community. He even attended Chinese consulate functions for the senator.
Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina sold between $600,000 and $1.7 million worth of stock in late January and mid-February, about a week before the U.S. market started to slide and as lawmakers started to get daily briefings about the growing health crisis in Asia. Georgia's junior Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, who is married to the New York Stock Exchange chairman, sold off hundreds of thousands of dollars in stocks starting in late January. Congressional records show Republican Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma and California Senator Dianne Feinstein also sold stocks. On Twitter this morning, Feinstein said the stocks belonged to her husband, who sold shares of a cancer therapy company. She also says her assets are in a blind trust.
If you know that you own, to take your example, Exxon stock, you know that your congressional action when it comes to climate change policy could impact your stock price. And so it's not that you're trading on knowledge, it's that your ownership of that stock disincentivizes you to do what's in the public interest as a result.
if, as a lawmaker, you don't face any real significant penalty for violating the Stock Act if you ultimately do. They only face a $200 fine as an initial fine if, for example, they are months or even years late in disclosing stock purchases or stock sales in companies that, in terms of the total value of those trades, could number into the six, seven, or even eight figures, and we've found evidence of all of that with several lawmakers.
But aside from the fleecing of America, Feinstein and Pelosi's mental fitness has frequently come into question.
She can no longer fulfill her job duties without her staff doing much of the work. A California Democrat in Congress described an extended conversation with Feinstein, saying they had to reintroduce themselves multiple times.
Without term limits or age limits, we are allowing dementia to rule over our prescient present and the impending New World Order future.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Good morning. Sunday morning.
The American system has become a country club of decrepit, scamming millionaire globalist pawns lording over younger generations that are left to pick up the pieces after the old establishment finally releases it from the grasp of their corpses. John Bound reporting.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in studio with Thomas Renz. We're very happy to welcome back Thomas Renz, who's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC, DHHS, and even Anthony Fauci himself regarding forced vaccine mandates, big tech censorship, COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, business closures, false PCR data, fraudulent death numbers, and more. Attorney Thomas Renz works with and represents America's frontline doctors, Make America Free Again, and Ohio Stands Up. His website is renz-law.com. That's renz-law.com. Thank you so much for joining us here, Mr. Renz.
Oh, very glad to be here. It's awesome to be in the studio.
Well, very glad to meet you in person, actually. We've talked several times over Skype or whatever. You're much taller in person, I have to say, which is...
My wife refers to me as Shrek.
Well, I would take that as a compliment if I were you, clearly. But obviously you've done a lot of important work with COVID, and I want to start with that. But just during the break here, we were talking about a whole bunch of other stuff that I want to get in with you as well. So let's start with where the lawsuits are, or where your, you know, really crusade against the criminal network that has carried out COVID. Where is that effort now?
Moving forward, so we're not leaving COVID. And one of the things that I got to make clear is we're not leaving COVID until we see people in orange. Okay. We've got to keep this down. This has got to be, it's one of the most core issues in the world. There's millions of people that have died. It's a horrible thing. And there's going to be millions more, right? These jabs are death jabs. We've got to stop this. So, you know, when I talk about these other things, I don't want people to ever think that I'm leaving this. What's happened though? Is, as I continue to investigate the COVID, you know, you get to Anthony Fauci. Is Anthony Fauci corrupt? Well, I don't think there's really much question about that. If the guy's mouth is open, there's lies coming out, right? So we know that there's all these issues, and we've got these government documents. I mean, with you, we've talked about the Project Salus. We've talked about The DMED numbers, we've talked about this, talked about that. We've got, you know, numerous government documents saying that they know these are dangerous. It's not safe. It's not effective. It doesn't work. It's killing people, so on and so forth. So we know that we're working through these cases. We've got a whole bunch of them. We're actually getting ready to file some more. But one of the things that's become apparent to me over the last few months is that we're behind this, right? If Anthony Fauci's a crook, well, right?
Right.
Who and how do we hold them accountable? If we look globally at what's happened, you see the same lies occurring in every country in the Western world. They were all saying, oh, there's a crisis of the unvaxxed. They were all saying that at the same time. Oh, you know, COVID's killing everybody. Look at what's happening. Italy, UK, all these different places. You know, they roll out the vax. They had the same sort of press, the same sort of mandates. Everything was coordinated everywhere.
Right.
In the meantime, if you look at the true science on it, you look at guys like John Ioannidis, who way back in, you know, May, June of 2020, published that the case fatality rate for COVID is only about 0.26.
Right.
Which isn't much higher than the yearly flu.
Right.
It's obviously corrupt and it's obviously coordinated. So we have to really figure out who's behind this. And as we've investigated that, and, you know, we've got a ton of evidence and we'll make it public over time. But as we've investigated, what we've found is these same names keep coming up.
Mm.
And then when we talk to our friends in the freedom movement and we say, hey, you know, what do you see in on this election fraud? What are you seeing on, you know, the supply chain issues? What are you seeing on the people who are pushing this sick, perverted nonsense in the schools?
Mm.
Well, it's the same names.
Right.
And so what's really became clear is there's a group of bad guys that need to be taken down.
Right.
And what they're doing is they've really waged war on freedom and basically any sort of individual liberty.
Right. And I thought it was interesting when you said, you know, okay, Fauci we know is a criminal. If we get him in orange, if we get him to go away, well, there's an empty chair. It's going to be filled up by somebody who's either going to be just as criminal as him or they're going to get, you know, perverted into that criminality by – you know, dint of being in that position and being under the pressure of the corruption that comes from outside. And what it reminded me of, interestingly, maybe this was just on my mind because we were talking about Rudy Giuliani early in the program, but it reminds me of the way that the law enforcement saw the mafia back in the day. They said, sure, we'll arrest this guy, but the way the mafia worked was like a corporation where if you removed somebody from that chain of command, somebody else moved up to replace him. And so you could arrest all of them. They'd all have a replacement there, and it could be a guy even worse than the one you arrested. So then they used the RICO laws to actually go after everybody and round them all up at once. And that was the only way that they could really deal a blow to the mafia. And that's how I see the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and all these people. They are operating a mafia in a way, aren't they?
Well, to me, there's very much a criminal enterprise occurring here. Now, the trick is that this criminal enterprise isn't a low-level thing.
Right.
These are the best of the best. These are people who hire the best lawyers by the thousands.
Right.
I mean, remember, we just printed $4 trillion and gave it to anyone that's involved with the COVID fraud. I mean, $4 trillion will buy you a lot of lawyers.
Yeah.
It'll buy you a lot of people who will find ways to insulate you. So when we look at people like the World Economic Forum and the members of the World Economic Forum, what you see is that they own all the companies involved with everything, right? So let's take The Washington Post and Amazon.
Right.
And Amazon's other media and all these other things. Well, Amazon made all sorts of money from the closure of the small businesses from COVID.
Of course, yeah. Massive.
I mean, they made massive money.
Unbelievable.
And they eliminated competition, right? Because a lot of these small businesses aren't coming back.
Right.
So this was a huge win for groups like Amazon. Well, what happened? We consolidated power into one massive organization. That massive organization, by the way, owned all these media companies, including the Washington Post, which is, to my mind, maybe the most corrupt newspaper in the country.
Right.
The Washington Post is only allowed to print things that are pro-COVID, pro-crisis, pro-vaccine, and you know, to go, they're there to hit anybody that speaks out against it.
Right.
So what you see now is this is an example of something that everybody can grab onto, right? I mean, that's not complicated when I explain that. Well, that same situation is occurring everywhere. So let's take Bill Gates, who owns Pfizer. I mean, he owns a lot of Pfizer, not the whole thing.
Right,
I mean, he's got a big stake there, right? So he's got a foundation, which creates another level of insulation. So you can't, you know, he says, well, you can't sue me. It's not me. It's the foundation, right?
Right.
But, you know, really, who's controlling it?
Right.
Okay. So you've got this giant foundation that's investing money in Pfizer and investing money here and investing money there. And then at the same time, they're giving grants, which, you know, presumably there's tax deductions for.
Right.
By the hundreds of thousands of dollars on a regular basis to all these media companies.
Right.
Well, do you think the media companies are going to then do report badly on this guy? No, they're not going to. So what you've got is this group of people who are leveraging their positions in one company or another company and their massive, massive wealth to create this kind of war on our culture, on our freedoms, on everything. And I think the pinnacle of it, because it's happening in a lot of places, are probably BlackRock and Vanguard. Now,
right.
For anybody, and I know we got an educated audience here, right? But, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, BlackRock and Vanguard, they're investment vehicles, right? They buy stocks. They're investment companies. Well, except for they're the biggest investment companies, and not by a little bit. I mean,
right, by a massive, unbelievable amount. No, and there's that great documentary that goes through, shows the largest corporations in America, goes into their internals and shows, look, the majority shares are owned by BlackRock. Across the board, I mean, every single one of them. So, yeah, and something like $10 trillion that they hold. And, I mean, these are the shadow, you know, rulers of the world. And just to emphasize your point, the Bill and Melinda Gates is, of course, the primary funder of the World Health Organization at this point. They give more than the United States gives to the World Health Organization. So you've got them controlling the media that reports on this stuff, the WHO that is the source of a lot of this information, and the Pfizer or pharmaceutical companies that are profiting from it. It is the greatest cartel in the history of the world. We'll be back on the other side to talk more about it with Thomas Renz. Again, the website is renz-law.com. Ooh, it's a big monster we are facing, folks. It's a hydra. We got to figure out how to tackle this thing. We'll be right back.
If I had to describe with just one word, the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost. Now, the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what the Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at Infowars.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear a mask, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. It will remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we are back. This is American Journal. We are, 2 hours and 20 minutes into the 40-hour marathon of the Money Bomb, the InfoWars 2022 Money Bomb. It's been a while since we've done one of these, but times are tough, and we are getting to the breaking point here, and we need your help. Go to SaveInfoWars.com to help donate and keep us on the air, or go to InfoWars2022.com. Share these links. Please spread the word. We are fighting for our life right now, and we need your help. SaveInfoWars.com. Again, I'm sitting with Thomas Renz, Renz-Law.com, and we were talking about during the break, I was saying that, you know, you strike me as somebody that, and I think there's a lot of people out there, that maybe COVID was the wake-up call for you, because now, you know, you're talking about BlackRock and the way that this global monopoly is so deeply intertwined, and how they use one company to manipulate another, and it's all very complicated and confusing. But you didn't approach this from, there's a worldwide conspiracy, let me ferret out what it is, but rather sort of it was at the beginning of COVID that your eyes were kind of open to something going on, and through your process of just researching and being a thoughtful and open-minded person, you've been able to, you know, come to these conclusions yourself. I think it's a sort of a fascinating trip that you were describing, a mental trip that you're describing taking, and I think a lot of our audience is probably in the same boat. So again, can you just sort of describe what brought you over to the InfoWars side of things, I guess you could say?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an evidence guy,
right?
I mean, if I don't have a piece of paper, Christian and my namesake, Doubting Thomas, right?
Right.
So, you know, quite a few years ago, my wife comes in one day and says, hey, I was just listening to this, I don't remember who it was, some Hollywood person, talking about this possible connection between autism and vaccines.
Right.
And I looked at her and I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Right. Do you really think the entire medical profession would be covering this up or not aware of it?
Right.
Okay. So.
Right. But that's the thing, right, is that the truth is so out there that the implications of, just as you pointed out, like, okay, if vaccines do really contribute at all to autism, then that means that they probably know this. They're probably hiding it. All the media outlets that are attacking it must be in on it as well. Like, suddenly it's like, okay, there's a big network. And I think a lot of people just reject it outright because, yeah, it would require you to believe that the entire medical industry is lying. And that's too much for some people.
Or an alternative. You know, there's an absence of studies.
Right.
Remember, so there's no motivation to study this. Typically, when you've got dangerous consumer products, the studies come from lawyers.
Right.
Because the lawyers know that if they sue over a dangerous consumer product, there's money.
Right.
So that money that they're going to potentially win will fund the studies. Well, when we pulled the lawyers out of this by granting immunity to any pharmaceutical company that's manufacturing a vaccine, well, there was no one to do these studies. Yeah. And who's going to do it? Anthony Fauci, who's getting paid off? Now, remember, we also have the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, right? The Prescription Drug User Fee Act says that if essentially it's a pay-to-play thing, right? You want to get your drug approved in any sort of reasonable time, and you're a pharmaceutical company, you have to pay off the FDA.
Right.
Okay. So the FDA is getting paid off by pharmaceuticals. Do you think Anthony Fauci is going to fund studies that are going to show that the pharmaceuticals' cash cows and the vaccines are unsafe? No, he's not going to do that. So, you know, when you pull the lawyers out, nobody likes ambulance chasers, right? I don't like ambulance chasers. I'm a lawyer. And who the heck wants to run after an ambulance?
Right.
But when you remove the lawyers, what you're doing is you're removing the opportunity for justice.
Right.
You're removing the opportunity for someone who's injured, you know, in any sort of a situation to be able to come in and to get justice. So that's a critical thing. And that's what they did. They removed the lawyers from this entire situation. So now, you know, according to the Pfizer documents, they had 1,223 deaths in the first two and a half months of availability of these jabs, right?
Right. Horrific.
1,223. We recalled the Chevy Volt because there might be a battery fire.
Right.
Not because it killed 1,000 people. There might be a battery fire. So think about this. These are the most dangerous consumer products on the market. There is nothing even close. This is equivalent to marketing hand grenades to toddlers.
Right.
It's insane. And then there's no accountability. There's no recourse. If you get this and you drop dead on the spot, first of all, you're not considered a vaccine injury because until 14 days after full vaccination, they don't count you as vaccinated.
It's just insane, but yeah. Yes.
And second of all, who are you going to sue? Nobody. Right. Who's going to pay for this? Nobody.
You legally can't, yeah.
They have these supposed mechanisms by which you can, you know, get funded if you're injured from these, but they're garbage. They don't work. You can't find lawyers to do it because it's a kangaroo court. It just doesn't work.
Right.
And part of the reason it doesn't work is because there's no funding to fund the studies that you would need to make it work on a large scale. So everything about this is fraud, 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 fraud. And it's, you know, it's all a cover up. And,
right.
You know, when I started going back to that other question, because it ties in here, when they locked us down for 14 days to flatten the curve, the second I heard that, I got in my truck and went for a drive with the windows down.
Right.
Because, frankly, go to hell. You're not going to lock me in my house.
Right.
I'm a lawyer. I know my due process rights. There aren't any, and you're not going to put me under house arrest.
Right.
But I didn't at the time. By the way, my truck's a big gas-guzzling V8.
Right.
Then I left it run for a while.
You're doing all sorts of sins against modernity, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully I was raising the global temperature or something. But by the way, I don't discriminate. You see, these people in this climate change stuff, they're discriminating against the people of Alaska. The people of Alaska deserve summer too.
Right.
And, you know, by preventing global warming, I think it's racist.
I hate the cold. I think everywhere should be too hot for snow to exist. No, but what you're pointing out is sort of it's the seed that's necessary to bring all of the rest of this about. It's just that human reaction of, oh, you're going to lock me in my house? I didn't even want to go outside. I was going to stay in my house, but now you're telling me I have to? I'm going outside. I'm doing whatever the opposite is that you're telling me to do. I mean, that's American. I mean, that's as American as it gets, is going, somebody's trying to tell me what to do. They don't have the authority. Watch me go do it, even if I didn't want to.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
But at the time, I just thought this was about screwing with our freedom.
Right.
I had no idea that there was a vaccine aspect. I still didn't even after I met people like Sherry Tenpenny, who's become a great friend, and Chris Northrup and all these people.
Amazing people, yeah.
You know, I still, I was like, maybe there's some issues. I don't know, but I need to see the science and I'm not seeing it and I need this, I need that. So, you know, it's like, I'll do the research. I'll get there eventually. But I just was really hesitant. Even when these jabs came out, when they first came out, I was like, well, this seems pretty suspect because they've lied about everything.
Right.
Now they're putting out a gene therapy, which is a new category of drug. By the way, I'm frustrated about this, and I'm just kind of putting it to rest. Both Pfizer and Moderna have admitted in government filings that that mRNA technology is a gene therapy.
Right.
So any idiot out there fact-checking this, just look at their SEC filings, look at some of these other things, quit lying about it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I want to get back into this on the other side, because again, I think it's a major problem that we're facing as a roadblock to getting to truth is people's undying faith in a system that continually lies to them. And you've broken out of that, but a lot of people are still trapped in it. So we'll get back on the other side to talk about that.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history, support free speech, be a maverick, be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. To save InfoWars money bomb from now until midnight on Friday night, Saturday morning, 40 hours of continuous broadcast. I hope you're with us for as many as you can possibly be there for. If you can be there for all 40, well, you need to go to sleep then. But if you're up late tonight, tune into InfoWars because we will be live from now until late Friday night, early Saturday morning for the money bomb in a desperate attempt to save our outlet from the attacks under which we are continuously threatened. So again, Thomas Renz is my guest in studio. So much to talk about, but I really do want to just continue to drill down on this idea of getting through to people and just waking people up to the reality of the situation that we're in, because it's such a difficult hurdle for a lot of people to get over. And I was talking about people in my life that I know that are very trusting of the academic system, very trusting of people like Anthony Fauci. And it's almost like they see it as a personal attack when you question Anthony Fauci. And I think there's a lot of people out that, because again, as you pointed out, to believe that Anthony Fauci is lying is to know that not only is Fauci lying, the people around him are lying, the media is helping him to carry out this lie. You really have to understand that your whole system is totally and utterly corrupt, and that's a big hurdle for a lot of people to get over. And so, you know, how do we ease people's transition, I guess, into understanding, look, you're not a bad person for understanding this. You're a good person if you see the truth and say it, no matter how painful or difficult it is for you. Like, how do we ease people's transitions into the realm of truth and away from the lies they've been embroiled in?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to clarify. I think you missed this. Anthony Fauci is science, he told us.
Oh, right.
So, you know, to question him is to question science.
Yeah, of course.
And before I answer, I do want to ask people, listen, please support InfoWars. Please. We've got to have outlets that are putting truth out there. And if we don't support these outlets, so when I started this fight, one of the things that was clear to me is we had to wake people up. That doesn't happen if we don't have InfoWars, right? So I've got a Substack. I ask that you subscribe to that. Please help me by doing that. Help get the truth out. Share it. Subscribe to it. Share it. But support InfoWars. Okay. We've got to keep this station running. It's an important thing. There's just a gap. We've got to keep our guys that are at the tip of the spear going. So simply support these guys. But
well, thank you. I appreciate that. And just on that note, it's been sort of a source of pride for us, I think, to see people that we'd interviewed and talked to, like yourself, then, you know, on the floor of the Capitol presenting this information and actually, you know, moving forward on it. So it's been a great sort of cooperation between InfoWars helping to get the information out and helping to give you guys a platform. But without you guys, you know, we got nothing to report. So it's really been a wonderful cooperation we've had together with you and so many other people out there making real change out there on the ground. So thank you very much for that, you know, support.
Oh, no. I'm honored to be here. But, you know, to the question about science himself. Right. So, you know, the thing about this is that's why I'm talking a little bit about my journey, right? So I wasn't where we are now.
Right.
I was, you know, like I said, I was a guy who thought the vaccines were safe and effective. I didn't question any of that. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I leaned conservative in a lot of ways, libertarian conservative-ish. But there were certain things that I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm pro-union.
Right.
Now, I believe the unions need fixed because they're all corrupt, but I'm pro-union, a huge pro-union. So as I'm going through this, you know, I see this lockdowns, and like I said, the first thing I do is go out driving. But I'm looking at it. The reason I did that is I was mad because I knew it was corrupt. I had studied this disease, and I knew they were lying about everything they were saying. I knew that when they were talking about a case fatality rate that low, you know, I knew that the original SARS was over 9%. I knew the original MERS was over 30% case fatality, and that the reproduction rate, which is how fast it spreads, I knew that that was, you know, nothing special.
Right.
So everything they were saying was lying. They tell me I got to stay in the house? No.
Right.
No. So then you fast forward. Now, even then, even after all of those lies, and even after me, I was in court suing over those lies, I still had no issues with vaccines. Why would I, right? I mean, you know, yeah, we got these guys trying to take our freedom, but, you know, that's a big shock. Clearly it's coming from China in part. You know, I didn't realize how much the globalists had their hand in it at this time point, but the Chinese clearly had a hand in it. So, you know, it just looked like an attack on America. Well, fast forward, the vaccines are coming out now, right? Well, now I'm looking at the vaccines because they're coming out and I've been working on this and I got Sherry and all my friends who are talking to me about, oh my God, these are going to be a disaster. And I'm kind of, you know, you know, they're probably, I'm not getting it right now because, you know, I'm just not sure. But, you know.
You were ready to accept the whole conspiracy.
I wasn't convinced when they came out that these were some sort of evil conspiracy.
Right.
But I'm an evidence guy. So I researched it because that's my job is to research it. And I look and I find this document that shows this. I find that document that shows that. And I see that, you know, you look at the immunity. Well, first thing, the immunity was something that got to me right away. And the reason for that is if vaccines are all safe and effective and they don't ever cause problems, which is what they tell us, why in the hell do you need immunity?
Right.
You know, why not let the 4 or 5 people a year, you know, as they claim that get hurt from it, get compensation. You don't need immunity if they're safe and effective.
Right.
You only need immunity if there's actually an issue and you still want to push it.
Right.
Okay, so that didn't, you know, if that looks crooked, right? It looks and smells bad as a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, you know, I go through and I start looking. Well, these are mRNA. Okay, so that's a gene therapy, but they're telling me it's not a gene therapy, but it is a gene therapy.
Right.
And I've got SEC documents. I got all these documents that say Pfizer and Moderna have admitted it's a gene therapy. So you're lying to me again. Well, here's the thing, right? I'm willing to believe this stuff right up to the point that I find you're a liar. Now, you're an idiot if someone lies to you and you still just take everything they say at face value.
Right.
Well, then I start, you know, kind of really swallowing this red pill. And looking at this, and I kind of go back and I step back, you get this big picture. Right? Okay, so they've lied to me about the danger of the disease. They've lied to me about how fast it spreads. They've miscategorized deaths, which I laid out in great detail in
Absolutely.
A bunch of my lawsuits.
Yep.
They've miscategorized, they've lied about cases because PCR tests don't work, and they've engineered a process by which they can call anyone a COVID case.
Right. They lied about the origin. They lied about the measures that they were taking.
Everything. Yeah. Everywhere I look, they lied. And then I start looking, and then I look at the vaccine. I'm like, okay, now I see that they're lying about gene therapy.
Yep.
They're saying, you know, that we know this is safe and effective. Well, it's a new category of drugs. There are no other gene therapies on the market. And you're telling me in less than 1 year, you know, it's safe and effective. How do you know that?
Literally impossible.
You can't test long-term safety. Normally new categories of drugs are 15, 20 years for approval.
Right.
They did this in a year. You don't tell me you know it's safe. You don't know what's going to happen in 3 to 5 years. You don't know what's going to happen in 10 years. You have no idea. And you're toying with the human genome.
Right. And that's, I think, the biggest thing, the human genome and the fact that just on its face value, the lies that they're telling are about a worldwide pandemic with potentially millions dead. So that's what they're risking by not giving us the right answer. That's what they're causing by lying. So if they're willing to lie on this thing that is a matter of life and death for millions, their deception knows no bounds.
Well, in meantime, you know, I already knew that they had been lying about hydroxychloroquine because I did my research. I knew they'd been lying about, you know, some of the early treatments, ivermectin, these things. You know, I knew that some of these guys who were out there fighting this on the doctor side were treating these people very effectively. So I saw more lies. Everywhere I looked, there were lies. So what happened was, is I had kind of, I don't know, a red pill moment, I guess, where I realized, you know what? I really got to start asking questions about everything because everywhere I look, I've been able to prove, okay, like I'm sitting here looking at a government document that says this, and I will never forget this. I told my wife, I was like, you know, honey, when they approved this, it had this and this and this information in the approval. She's like, no way. I had to actually show it to her.
Right.
And then that's when I realized it's all a lie.
Right.
So now I have to question everything.
Right. I'm just laughing because I know exactly how you feel. I mean, you're sitting there going, no, they're saying it. No, it's right here. No, it's in black and white. Why don't you believe me? People just go, nope, it's not true. It's just like, it's crazy. All right, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20 year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
It has been noted by many a historian that the first casualty of war is the truth. Then the next big casualty isn't even the people that die. No, that invariably follows. But first, there is the crackdown on populations, basic liberty, and speech, and massive censorship. And now across the world, from the United States to Europe, legislation is being introduced that if you amplify any, quote, pro-Russian information, you can be censored. You can be arrested. You can be imprisoned. And, of course, now Canada's introduced legislation that if you have a thought crime and they think you may have the intent to engage in hate speech online, that you will be censored and arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarianism is being carried out by the globalists around the world against humanity. That makes InfoWars.com more important than ever.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, our final segment with Thomas Renz. Again, you can find his website at renz-law.com. Is that where they find your Substack as well?
There's a link there, and I really do hope people support the Substack, whether it's the free side or the pay side. Anything I make off it goes to the fight.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I know, I mean, you have just a wealth of information that you're constantly presenting in very understandable ways. So, you are a great benefit to the InfoWar. And so we've sort of talked about how you were woke up and how you sort of just followed the evidence to its inevitable conclusion. And here we are, you know, three years into COVID. Where are you now? I mean, how deep does this thing go in your opinion? I think we're rotten to the core, and it's almost terrifying to really think about what it would take to get us back on track, or even just understanding. RFK's book was really good at illustrating how this seed of corruption was planted decades ago and has only grown and spread and planted more seeds. I mean, we are thoroughly corrupt at this point. But just as a overview, bird's eye view, you know, where are you now in your realization about what's going on behind the scenes?
So let me tie this in, right? So one thing that we got to start with this: power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
So when you no longer ever have to worry about money, you got $1 billion, you've got your own economy. You never have to worry about money again. You couldn't lose it if you tried.
Right.
So at that point, it's just not an issue. So you focus on other things. So a lot of these guys who have that kind of money end up being pretty corrupt. And so there's multiple generations of this, you know, now where you've got, you know, people who had, you know, millions and millions of dollars that turned into billions and billions of dollars and passed down. And, you know, you just got this corrupt cesspool of people who have too much money and too much power. So with that, it creates a really uncomfortable situation, right? Especially for people like me, because like I said, I'm an evidence guy.
Right.
And I've always just kind of, yeah, I'm an optimist. I think the world's a good place. But here's the thing. Here's what the evidence shows. We started out and, you know, everybody sat aside and watched as our freedoms got eroded. These guys were making plans for a lot of years.
Right.
Bad guys taking plans, you know, how do you bring down America? I mean, you can go back to the 50s and you can look at Khrushchev, you know, pounding his shoe and, you know, we're going to take you down from the inside.
Right.
So this stuff's been happening for a long time. Now, for me, an evidence guy, it's very uncomfortable when I see a guy like Yuval Noah Harari out there saying, I'm going to hack humans.
Right.
Jesus Christ is fake news. Free will's an illusion. We're going to get rid of it, which, by the way, means, in the alternative, we're going to enslave everybody.
It's another way to put it, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, but hey, this is the same guy who was sad that the Nazis didn't have more technology so they could do this stuff.
Right.
I mean, this guy is a Nazi sympathizer, which is ironic for a Jew.
Right.
But, you know, he's a sick monster. When he says things like that, when I see stuff like that, that's uncomfortable for me because it seems so ridiculous. But I have to follow the evidence, right? And I have to look where this all takes me. So who is this guy? Well, he's an advisor to Klaus Schwab. Obama loves the guy. He, Zuckerberg, Gates, all these guys listen to this guy. He keeps getting invited back to these major universities to lecture. He's, you know, in all these prestigious places. So it's uncomfortable for me to hear that, and it's uncomfortable for me to talk about because it's ridiculous.
Right.
But it's not.
But it's true.
He's telling us what he wants to do. Klaus Schwab is endorsing this guy's ideas. The World Economic Forum is endorsing this guy's ideas. They're inviting a known Nazi sympathizer back over and over again, which, by the way, can you imagine if Trump would have did that?
Right.
So we've got these guys endorsing these ideas. They're telling us what they want to do. And as an evidence guy, I've got to get over my discomfort and look at what they're saying and be willing to accept that they're saying it.
Right.
And then I have to recognize, okay, do a group of billionaires, presidents, elected leaders from around the world have the power to actually try and push this? Well, I guess so.
Right.
I mean, so should I just deny this? Should I deny what they're saying? I mean, read Klaus Schwab's books. They're insane. They are literally borderline psychopath.
Right.
But they're saying it. So should I deny the evidence? You know, they say Anthony Fauci, you know, you insult Anthony Fauci, you're insulting science. Well, because he is science, he, you know, Jesus, Anthony Fauci Christ. listen, these guys are telling us what they're going to do. They're putting it out there. I didn't say it. And I haven't heard them say, oh, well, it was a slip of the tongue, you know, all 47 times that I said that the Nazis are great.
Right.
I haven't heard that. You know,
right.
Instead they keep doubling down on it. They keep talking about how we got to, you know, get rid of free will slavery. And you know, by the way, if they're slaves, do you really think everybody's going to be a slave? Do you think that Yuval Noah Harari plans to be one of the slaves, or does he plan to be one of the slave masters?
Right.
Because if they're slaves, there's masters. And so, you know,
That's what we always say with the World Economic Forum. Their statement about 2030 is you will own nothing and you'll be happy. I'm like, they're telling you the truth. You, they're telling you, you will own nothing. They will own everything. They will be the masters. Yeah. You will be the slaves. And you're right. They are coming out and saying this. And Yuval Harari is not some fantasy author coming up with crazy ideas that he doesn't even believe because he's making a character that's evil. Like,
no,
he has the ear of the most powerful people in the world. And you're exactly right.
And they're endorsing his ideas.
Right.
They're
and putting them into action.
They believe he's a genius. You know, Macron, Merkel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talked to, he's met with, he's working with all of these people. Listen, should I deny the Jews? So I love history, and I look a lot at World War II because I really think that's a fascinating thing. One of the greatest tragedies in human history. The Jews prior to World War II did not believe that this was going to happen. They didn't believe that there were going to be 6 million of them killed.
Right.
You know, in fact, right up to the point that they were loading these people in boxcars, they were still saying, well, if I just go along with it, you know, I'll get through this and right. It'll be okay. You know, everybody wants to bury their head in the sand because it's really uncomfortable to look at the fact that there truly is evil in this world. But I'll tell you what, I got two little boys. They ask their daddy what he does. I fight bad guys.
Right.
That's how I explain it. There are bad guys in this world and I fight them. There is good and there is bad. Bad is when you want to enslave people. Bad is when you want to treat people like dirt. Bad is when you want to manipulate or lie or steal or do awful things. They're telling us that's what they want to do. They're telling us. They're doing things that are resulting in wealth transfer. And all the wealth is transferring up and away from the middle class. Well, the middle class is what made our world great because the middle class is what allows people who are working to have hope to get to the top. You got to go from the bottom to the middle to the top. I started out at the bottom. I'm hopefully at the middle now. You know, I don't care if I get to the very top because money's not a thing for me, but doing right is a thing for me.
Right.
Right. So, but I have that opportunity. That upward mobility is key. Well, they don't want that. When you want only two classes, you don't want upward. They want a caste system with a top ruling class and a servant class. And they're telling us this. Okay, these aren't my words. It's in the books. It's in their words. You know, and it's the World Economic Forum. It's the George Soros. It's all of these guys working together. We know that they're doing it. They're telling us you can see it. You can track the money. You can see the same organizations ran by the same people who have the same billions of dollars and apparently have the same agenda or ideas. And again, I find the whole thing exceedingly uncomfortable to talk about. But should I deny it?
Right.
Should I deny what they're saying? Should I say, nope, they're lying? I can't do that. You know, so that's kind of where it sits right now. And I think people need to start doing that same thing and say, am I not evaluating this because it's wrong? Or am I not evaluating this because I'm uncomfortable thinking it might be right? And someone might call me silly or say I'm a conspiracy theorist for repeating what they said.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, I'm not crazy for seeing something with my own eyes and then talking about it. You might want to tell me that the sky is red, but I know it's blue and I'm not going to be cowed into lying for your, you know, comfort. So you aren't exposed to things that make you uncomfortable. I think you're exactly right. And I think, it gives me hope that there are still people out there in America, like yourself. Obviously you're but fully on board now, you know, but more than I do about a lot of this stuff. So, you know, not you, but other people that maybe started where you were 3 years ago, where you had the seed of, you know, loving freedom and suspicion and skepticism. And it just took that, you know, fanning of the spark to really, you know, create the fire within you that then you put into action and have helped to spread the word. It's really been incredible to see what you've done. And it gives me hope that there are other people out there as well, just waiting for that push, that tip where they finally, you know, understand how serious and real and huge this thing is. Because if we could get enough people to realize that, we could all come together and fight it and actually put a stop to it. Because as you point out, they're telling us what they're doing. They're projecting their, you know, attack long before they make it. So we should be able to counteract it and defeat it. Thank you again, Thomas Rins, rins-law.com. Go subscribe to his Substack and support us at saveinfowars.com. The money bomb continues with the Alex Jones Show after this. 40 hours of continuous programming at infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on.
I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.